I invite you to stand as we join together and prepare the way of the Lord. The choir is going to sing it in two parts. You're welcome to sing whichever part you want and just join in. Please be seated. I invite the Cran family to come forward to lead us in the Advent candlelighting.
Our souls magnify the Lord. Our souls rejoice in God, our Savior.
Water shall break forth with joy in the wilderness. There will be streams in the desert.
But we see the wilderness fire, rivers flood, fires rage. How can we feel joy in the world of suffering?
In times of suffering, Jesus asks us to shine with pure, clear light. We light the candle of joy to brighten the world, to lift up the lowly, and fill the hungry with good things.
Come, Lord Jesus, and kindle joy in our lives. Shine in our lives whenever we feel discouraged, to strengthen our trust in you. Give us wisdom to respond to suffering with commitment sustained by joy. Let our faithfulness shine in the world you love. Amen.
As we wait for you, Jesus, we will shine with hope and work for peace with joyful hearts.
Whose name was Mary. You'll find the words up on the screen or number 130.
We are about to enjoy a story that has been told and retold for 2,000 years. The Nativity reveals something very special about God, that he was prepared to be with us and live amongst us.
Imagine the stars in the sky, the countless constellations, the sprawling solar system, and among it a little planet called Earth. God made all those things and all the people and inhabitants of our planet. Just over 2,000 years ago, when we most needed him, God came down to be with us, to save us and show us how life should be lived. He could have chosen anywhere to be his home. He could have built a palace for himself that would have made the grandeur of the Roman Empire seem like nothing, but he didn't. God chose to send his son to be born among the forgotten, the overlooked, and the poorest. This is the story of how God came to be with us.
The story opens with a young woman in her home, Mary. Unless you look a bit deeper, there's nothing particularly remarkable about Mary. She's from a town called Nazareth, and she was engaged to be married to Joseph. But to God, she was very important. So important that God sent an angel down from heaven with a message for her.
Hello to you. You are very special. God is with you.
But Mary found it hard to understand why the angel had come to see her. She was just an ordinary woman. She worried what the angel meant by the greeting. Seeing she was scared, the angel said,
"Don't be afraid, Mary. God is very pleased with you. You will give birth to a son. You will call him Jesus. He will be called the Son of the Highest."
"I don't understand. I'm not yet married. How can I have a son?"
"The Holy Spirit will come and his baby. People will call him the Son of God."
"I am a servant of the Lord. I will believe it will happen as you have said."
The angel departed, leaving Mary nervous but excited about the news of the baby. And she told Joseph about the special baby too. At first, Joseph was worried about this news. But later, an angel of the Lord came to him in a dream. The angel said,
"Joseph, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because the baby in her is from the Holy Spirit. She'll give birth to a son, and you shall name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins."
When Joseph woke up, he did what the Lord's angel had told him to do. Joseph took Mary as his wife.
Now at that time, the Roman Emperor Caesar Augustus, who ruled over the land, sent an order saying he wanted to count every single person in the country. So that meant everyone, including Mary and Joseph.
"Hear ye, hear ye. Caesar Augustus has issued a decree. Open your ears, stop your voices. Hear ye, hear ye. It is decreed on this day that a census will be taken, a count of the entire Roman Empire. Everyone must go to their hometown to register. Absolutely no exceptions. You must be counted no matter who you are or what you do. Make plans now to travel to your hometown and be counted."
"Had to go back to their hometown to be registered. I came from a faraway town called Bethlehem. So me and Mary set off on a long journey to Bethlehem. During the journey, Mary was very nearly ready to give birth to her baby. Although tired and weary, Mary and I traveled many miles. We went from Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, and then to Bethlehem. To save her aching legs, Mary rode on a donkey." Now we're going to sing Silent Night.
When they arrived in Bethlehem, they knocked on every door in town, looking for a place to stay, but everywhere was full of people. Each time they were given the same answer, lots of people had come down to be counted. The whole town was full. There were so many families to accommodate. But Mary and Joseph nearly gave up. But then they tried the very last guest house.
Please, please, my wife is about to have a baby.
Do you have any room? I'm so sorry. All my rooms are full with guests from across the country. All I can offer is my stable out the back where we keep all the animals.
Thank you. We'll take it.
Thank you. At least we have somewhere. Joseph, let's go to the stable.
Please join us in singing of Away in the Manger.
It was a very difficult place to bring a new life into the world. Dirty, smelly, and unclean. But Joseph and I made the best of it. When the baby was born, we wrapped the little Jesus in the clothes we had. We didn't have anything to put him in, so we placed the Son of God in a manger, a trough that is used to feed animals. I'm not sure this is what I was expecting. The angel said Jesus would be called the Son of the Highest, but as I looked at the sleeping baby in the manger, I knew that he was a precious gift.
Meanwhile, in some fields nearby, a group of shepherds were keeping watch over their flocks. It was nighttime, and so they were surprised, to say the least, to see an angel of the Lord appear in front of them. The glory of God shone all around them, all around the shepherds, and they were terrified. You see, these shepherds were just ordinary people going about their daily lives. They weren't considered very important. Nobody took them much notice of them. So they were surprised when the angel spoke to them.
Do not be afraid. I bring you news of great joy. Good news for people across the world. Today, Bethlehem, a Savior has been born. You'll find a baby lying in a manger.
Well, if this wasn't enough for the humble shepherds to take in, the angel was soon joined by a huge group of angels called the Heavenly Host.
Glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth.
angels left and went up to heaven. The shepherds wondered what they should do next.
What go we do? Let's go to Bethlehem. I want to see what the Lord has told us.
So they hurried off to seek Mary and Joseph and the baby, which they knew they would find lying in a manger. They found the stable where the young couple were, and the shepherds went to see the baby in the manger.
Seen him, the shepherds told everyone they met about the child. People were amazed to hear the story. Are you the son of the highest, born in a stable? Someone who'd be called the son of God, placed in a dirty manger with poor shepherds to greet him? The angel said it was good news for people across the world.
Jesus offers peace, joy, hope, and love to everyone in the world. We are all accepted and can come to Jesus, whether rich or poor, important or forgotten, young or old. We are all welcome. Mary, who had seen it all happen, kept these things close to her heart. Please join us in singing, O Come, All Ye Faithful.
it. Wise men, from examining the heavens, they knew an important event was taking place. A bright star rose in the sky, and they followed it to worship the baby whose birth it foretold. Please join us as we sing We Three Kings.
The wise men saw the child and they worshipped him. Each of them brought a special gift to give to the baby Jesus.
Because you are the King of Kings, I bring you gold. Because you are the Son of God, I bring you frankincense.
And because you are the Savior of the world, I bring you myrrh.
Story filled with love, hope, joy, and peace. We hope that you will be like the shepherds and be amazed, praising God and thanking Him for everything that they had seen and heard. We hope you will continue to share God's love in your life.
For Christmas.
On a morning like this morning, we can't help but be thankful for so many things. One of the ways we give thanks for all that we have, for all that we see, is with our tithes and offerings for the ministry that we share in this congregation, in this community, and around the world. Our offering will now be given. Let us pray. For gifts so abundant that we lose track of them, O God, we give you thanks. For the gift of your Son, Jesus, we give you thanks. For the opportunities we have to reach out to people beyond our own walls, we give you thanks and praise. Now we ask that what we've given today might be a token and pledge of who we are. Use us, O God, to be channels of your peace in this world. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Now I invite the children to come forward for the celebration chest. Anyone who'd like to?
Amen. Good job.
Got room, Thomas? You scoot your legs up there, Sam.
first.
Last week of school before the holidays, and Christmas is coming soon.
Last week of school before the holidays, and Christmas is coming soon. Yep, seeing your mom and your sister. Fantastic. Any other celebrations? Yes? Yeah? Being with Kiva and Carrie. Great. Lots of things to celebrate. Yes, Kalina?
The sprinklers went off. It was a whole thing at our school, but nobody got hurt.
Yep. The sprinklers went off at your school, and it was a whole big thing, but nobody got hurt. Well, I'm glad nobody got hurt. I'm glad it was a big thing. It sounds like it was kind of fun, too. Someone put their lock on the sprinkler and someone pulled it and then just chaos. Chaos. Yeah. Well, I'm glad no one was hurt. That's a good thing. Who would like to do the celebration chest today? Yeah? Who hasn't done it for a while? Actually, is that you, Marwa? Is that your hand? Okay, let's have Marwa do it today. And you guys listen for all the celebrations too, okay? See what other people have to celebrate. Are there any celebrations in the congregation? Oh boy, you're going to be put to work today. Kim.
Great job today at the pageant.
Amazing job on the pageant today.
Yes, great singing, great actors. Thank you for the teachers and for Steve for sound system.
And thanks Terry to all the teachers and Terry and Steve on the sound system and everybody involved. Fantastic. Any other celebrations? Yes, Linda.
I gave all my money away.
You gave all your money away. Congratulations. Marwa and Hannah's mom and sister here.
The pageant was lovely. Yesterday I wondered, but it was
lovely. Yeah. The pageant was lovely. Yesterday you wondered at the rehearsal, but it went off well. You probably weren't alone in that feeling. Yeah.
I'm happy I got home safely last night.
I'm happy you got home safely with the weather, yeah. All right, good. Why don't we pass it down there? Your aunt had successful open heart surgery. Fantastic. Oh, yep. And one more there.
And I want to celebrate being happy to be here to see this.
Happy to be here to see this.
Yes.
We're happy to have you here. Yep. And Geppi. Yes. Maybe you can pass the box down. Right here.
It's Marlene's birthday today.
Oh, it's Marlene's birthday today. Oh. Well, you know what? She can hear us downstairs. But it'll be more embarrassing if we actually sing it to her during lunch. So be ready, Marlene, and don't run out the back door. I know you can hear me. So celebration Marlene's birthday. Oh, and another one down there, too.
Thanks to all the kids and everybody, all the teachers for wonderful pageant.
All the kids and everybody for wonderful pageant, yeah. Any other celebrations? Yes. Come down here, down this aisle. Here you go. Good. To have the boys home for Christmas. Fantastic. And any other celebrations?
Our great granddaughter, Brianna, is celebrating. She got her braces off her teeth after 2 years.
Your great granddaughter got her braces off her teeth after 2 years. I know that is a big celebration. Yeah.
My
Your son's birthday this week?
He's
7 years old. He's years old. Excellent. Yes, a couple at the back here too. Gwen.
We got out of our laneway finally today after 8 inches of snow last night.
You got out of your laneway after 8 inches of snow last night. I'm glad you made it. Herb.
I was upgraded from a cow to a wise man.
Excellent. Upgraded from a cow to a wise man in the pageant. It's where to go from there. Yeah.
My other son, Hugh, got his G on Thursday.
Hugh got his G on Thursday. Fantastic. Good. And Esther.
I'm just so thankful for all the children in this congregation and the gifts and talents they have.
Yeah.
So
thankful for all the children in the congregation and wonderful gifts and talents they have and the way they use them. Good. Any other celebrations? Nicely done. Well, lots of things to celebrate, aren't there? Thank you very much. We'll put this up in front of the Nativity too. And there's no room for the minister anymore. Oh, well. I'll just sit on him. I wouldn't do that. Would I do that? No. So you guys did a great job in the pageant today. And usually I do some sort of story up here, don't I, or tell you something. But you know what? You guys...
We wrote your sermon.
You wrote my sermon. You wrote the children's story. You guys have done everything today. So thank you very much. And is anyone hungry as well?
Yes.
Yeah? Well, there's a full turkey lunch downstairs waiting for us. So we'll, when the service is over, we'll all head downstairs for a big lunch together. So that'll be great. So thank you again, and thank you to all the teachers and Terry and Steve and everyone who pulled it together. And you can all sleep well tonight. So let's have a prayer together, and you can head back and sit with your families. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for today.
Thank you for today.
Thank you for the pageant.
Thank you for the pageant.
For new ways of seeing.
Old stories that are told.
Old stories
that are
told. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. You guys can go sit with your families. And I think when the service is completely over, you're going to come back up and have one more picture. So if you can keep your costumes on for just a few more minutes, that would be great. Unless you're too hot, in which case, go ahead.